We'll try. But she's made it abundantly clear she has no wish to speak to me.
Oh, dear.
So I'm afraid that my chances of success are not looking good.
This evening at 7 is the next opportunity to hear The Archers, when it'll be time for some tea and tenacity and possibly a birthday treat for Joe. But next this afternoon, we continue our drama series, Brief Lives.
If you love The Proms, join Radio 3 in concert.
The crowd's here stomping at their feet.
To experience the best concerts from across the UK. Inspiring. Individual. Intimate. In time. In charge. Intoxicating. Join Radio 3 in concert to experience the best concerts from across the UK every weekday evening from 7:30.
Here on Radio 4 now, our drama series Brief Lives, starring David Schofield as Frank Twist and Catherine Hunt as Sarah Gold.
Pub quizzes have a lot to recommend them. They're a pleasant way to spend your recreational time, but also there's a simplicity. What I mean is, either you know the answer or you don't. Life can be more complicated. Often nothing is quite what it seems, and that can suit those who hold power over us. Of course, if people see through the charade and choose to enlighten us, well, that's when things can get difficult. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisers will be looking after your interests. Either with your common or garden crimes, or even crimes that go to the very heart of a democratic society.
Brief Lives by Michael Livesey.
Yeah, that's fine. Be there in half an hour.
No, all right. Just make no comment until I get there.
No peace for the wicked.
Oh, don't knock it.
A drugs job. Adam Morton?
Doesn't ring any bells. Now, my case is a bit more interesting.
I'm all ears.
A newspaper reporter. Arrested for aiding and abetting misconduct in a public office.
Well, that certainly trumps my drugs case.
Martin Fallon, Evening Post. Oh, he sounds in a real panic.
I'm not surprised.
But that's not all. Guess who recommended me as the go-to brief?
Barack Obama?
Equally surprising.
Go on, the suspense is killing me.
Nick Farthing.
What? After all the terrible things you've said about him.
Apparently Fallon knows him. They've been chatting. My name came up with Nick saying, if you ever need legal advice...
Nick singing your praises to all and sundry.
Oh, God knows what a client recommended by him is going to be like. Frank Twist. Pleased to meet you. Now, of course, the circumstances could have been better.
You need to get me out of here. It's a scandal. Someone's going to pay.
All right, calm down.
It's easy for you to say. You're not the one locked up. I can't believe it. Treated like some low-life criminal.
There's no point reigning at the injustice of it all. Just calm down.
It's hard to...
I understand. It can be a bit daunting.
They're talking about life in prison.
I wouldn't worry about that for the moment.
The offence. That's the maximum sentence.
You would be quietly amazed just how many offences carry a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. It surprises even me sometimes, and I make my living doing this. Now, start from the beginning.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late.
No worries, Sarah.
My colleague, Ronnie...
Yes, nice enough, very keen.
Not anymore.
Really?
Gone AWOL.
A fella?
Possibly, but more than that, a whole alternative lifestyle, environmentally friendly.
What, all open-toe sandals and lentils for tea?
Not too far off the mark. Freeganism and foraging.
Can't say I know what that is, or indeed want to.
Probably wise. Though I'm sure it's all very worthy. I just wish that she hadn't bought into it so completely.
Still, there are days when I'd quite fancy an alternative lifestyle and a new one.
Unfortunately, I'm the mug running round covering for it. Now, where are we?
Here.
Okay, is this the full police disclosure, Karen?
Of course. Do we ever try to hold anything back?
So, you came into possession of a police disciplinary report.
And I'm not telling you how.
Okay, I understand that. Though it might create problems.
How?
There's no protection in law for journalists not naming their sources for stories. Still, explain this report and why the police are so concerned they've locked you up.
A major regional crime squad operation involving tapping the phones of known suspects.
Right, got that.
Well, they particularly focused on one individual known to be a major player in drugs, money laundering, human trafficking.
Ooh, nice guy.
Well, one serving police officer thought so, because his name and number kept cropping up.
I'm guessing it's not a coincidence.
Nor a casual acquaintance. Golfing weekends away, dinners at his house.
They've uncovered a wrong'un, they can sort it.
You'd think so, but no.
Why? It's embarrassing.
To the extent that we're going to cover it up.
Is there nothing criminal?
According to the report, Regional Crime Squad thought there might be.
But?
The Mr. Big, to coin a hackneyed phrase, doesn't actually have a criminal record.
Could be perfectly innocent, then.
Except even the rawest recruit armed only with a pad of parking tickets and acne knows this guy's a major league villain.
So, the report fell into your hands.
It's no secret. They haven't found it. But when their press officer denied all knowledge of it...
Those ever helpful people in PR...
They wouldn't know the truth if it was forced up their...
Martin, I get the picture. So, you enlightened them.
Told them I had a copy. Quoted chapter and verse. I expected them to hold their hands up. Admit everything. Give me a statement.
Instead, you find yourself here.
It's just a tactic. They're trying to intimidate me. To stop the report being published.
But why?
Well, it was no ordinary officer. It was Chief Superintendent Andy Walsh, a copper tip for the top. An officer appointed under a scheme to find talented graduate recruits and fast-track them through the ranks.
Well, it still doesn't make sense.
Well, if you can make sense of it, you'll discover why I'm here.
Steve!
Frank! I didn't connect the name.
I didn't even know you were a police officer.
I do have a life beyond captaining the only Here for the Beers pub quiz team.
Our fiercest competitors.
Though we usually come second best. You're there tonight?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, I suppose we better get down to the day job.
What's a DCI doing on a case like this anyway? Shouldn't you be heading a murder investigation or something?
Oh, this is important. See, I've known the officer involved, or what I didn't know, I've been fully briefed on at the highest level.
Oh, okay. So, to basics. My client has been arrested on suspicion of aiding and abetting misconduct in a public office.
And a serving police officer is about to be arrested.
Right, Adam Morton. He's going to be bailed pending further inquiries.
Fine, I'll make him fully aware of what's happening.
See you next time, Sarah.
Yeah, sure you will. We're really up to...
Are you DC Karen Milner?
Very formal, but yes.
I'm DS Neil Clark. Karen Milner, I'm arresting you on suspicion of misconduct in a public office. Oh. You do not have to say anything,
what?
But it may harm your defence if you do not mention when
arrested?
Questioned something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
Can you tell me what's going on?
Do you understand?
I'm representing Karen Milner.
I don't understand. What's happening?
Do you understand you've been cautioned?
Of course I understand a caution. I'm a police officer, you idiot. Why are you doing this? I'm a fellow officer.
It's all right, Karen. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Come on.
Where are you taking me?
To the cells. You know the routine.
This can't be happening. This is an atmosphere. For God's sake, help me.
Come on.
The detective leaked a confidential report to the journalist.
Well, that's obviously disputed. Besides, where's your evidence?
The detective wasn't backward in voicing a criticism. And when we checked a police mobile, Fallon's number came up.
Circumstantial.
No, there's more. We're building a case.
Anyway, this offence comes with lots of legal health warnings.
We're aware of that.
It's using a legal sledgehammer to crack a nut.
Oh, nonsense. It's a measure of how serious we take this.
An officer having links to organised crime?
Firstly, the officer has committed no criminal offence.
Chief Superintendent Andy Walsh?
We're not confirming the name. Now, what matters is a serving police officer has leaked a confidential report. It's a breach of trust of the worst kind.
Public duty, some might say.
A major regional crime squad operation risks being jeopardised.
Chief Superintendent Walsh's links have jeopardised the LCS operation, not the leak of the report.
We're happy that isn't the case, but if the report is published, then it will.
I'll make my client aware of that.
There is another important issue.
Really?
This job... it's about complete trust in your fellow officers. Now, DC Milner has abused that. Now, who wants to work with someone who'll go running to the press every time they're unhappy?
The police code of a murder. And my client, he was doing his job.
No, no problem with that. We'll happily drop the charge.
Since there's a catch.
He confirms our suspicions of his source for the report and an undertaking he won't publish.
You've got to be joking. I can't believe you suggest that.
Why? Seems reasonable.
Well, there's no way I'm going to recommend a deal like that to my client. Not that there's any way he'd accept it.
Then, Frank, he gets to go to Crown Court, stand in the dock with Milner, have a fair trial, and then go to jail.
There'll be a public outcry.
What do you reckon, after all the recent scandals involving journalists?
Just between us. Why are you going in so hard?
No, I can't go into details. But there is a bit more going on.
Yeah, such as?
Can't say. Sorry.
And Chief Superintendent Walsh?
Being dealt with. Look, his conduct was unacceptable. Action is being taken. And we don't need the Evening Post to do our work for
us. But isn't there something about justice being seen to be done?
I'll see you tonight, Frank.
I don't know a DC Milner.
That's fine, then. And there's nothing to connect you. They'll be searching hard. Henderson said he had phone records.
No.
OK. For the moment, we don't know what evidence they have against Milner. There will shortly be an interview in which you are going to go no comment.
I've been on the receiving end of that often enough.
Then you'll know the routine.
Not a problem. The report, it has to be published. They can't win.
Very noble.
The press have a role in society to hold those in power to account.
This might not be the best time to be climbing on a moral high horse.
Are you saying you don't care?
I'm saying at the moment both you and I have more pressing problems. Besides, how are you going to publish the report?
I need someone to get it to my editor. It's hidden digitally, but easy enough to access with the password.
Well, it won't let you have visitors.
You could do it.
Martin, I don't think you've quite grasped my role here. I'm trying to keep you out of jail, not join you.
Nobody would suspect you. Nobody would know.
I'd know.
Look, if you don't want to pass the report on, Nick could do it.
Nick?
I'll tell you how to access it and you can let Nick know.
That's not going to happen.
He's a friend, isn't he? He speaks highly of you.
Well, that's very kind of him, but friend is overstating it.
Hi, you okay?
Not really. I know some of the officers and they're as shocked as me that I'm here.
Well, that's something, anyway.
Jail for a serving police
You're
officer.
You're a long way from jail.
Do you know what they do to me?
Let's focus on getting
my
you
career
out.
Gone and the mortgage.
I know it's hard, but try not to let your mind race away.
Hard? What an understatement. How do you break it to the kids that mummy's in jail?
I said you're a long way from jail.
Why this reaction of a Chief Superintendent Walsh?
Not popular.
You never win the prize as a copper's copper. A real high flyer, top university.
What is this general down on having an intelligent police officer?
No, it's not that. He's just his sword through the ranks without ever seeming to do any real policing.
Well, the police are certainly very protective of him.
No, not the police. The top brass. The rank and file are incensed about what's happened.
It's not fair,
If it was a junior officer, they'd have been made an example of.
Just a whiff of hypocrisy, then.
Oh, more than a whiff. And it underlines the them and us mentality in the police nowadays.
OK, I get the picture. However, we need to concentrate on matters in hand. It's claimed that you had access to a restricted report and you leaked it to a reporter.
I had access. I was part of the team asked to investigate Walsh after the regional crime squad tipped us off, but I didn't leak it.
I can hear traffic in the background. You've not nipped out for a sneaky cig, have you, Frank?
Of course not. You're so suspicious. What am I to trust in a relationship?
I can smell the smoke down the phone.
A rare gift. If you must know, I'm taking in some almost fresh city centre air and escaping an atmosphere heavy with cheap disinfectant and smug self-righteousness.
Oh, dear.
Martin Fallon is a man on a crusade.
A zealot is a dangerous thing.
He does have a point. We'd be in trouble as a society if everybody looked away at some of the murkier goings-on.
Whether she leaked the report or not, Karen Milner definitely no longer wants to be part of a campaign for justice.
I wish I could say the same for Fannin, who is both righteous and insufferable.
Milner just wants to get back to her family and career. By the way, I've met Chief Superintendent Walsh.
Your list of acquaintances in this fair city never ceases to amaze me.
He acts as senior police liaison at the Immigration Centre.
High profile.
As a poster boy, charged with building bridges with communities traditionally alienated from the police.
Well, he was certainly forging links with the criminal underworld.
And improving his golf handicap into the bargain. Look, I better get back for Milner's interview.
All right, well, good luck. Oh, by the way, Martin Fannin wanted me to get the report to his editor.
Unbelievable. I don't need to even ask your response.
Well, let's just say I politely declined. Even when he suggested using Nick to help.
Nick?
Fannin thinks we're friends.
Now, this is how the press gets it so wrong so often.
Mind you, I suppose it would give me an excuse to see Ronnie.
No, Frank, it's far too high a price to pay.
Police interview present, DCI Steve Henderson, Karen Milner, and her legal representative, Miss Sarah Gold. Milner, you're accused of leaking a confidential report to a journalist, Martin Fallon. Did you?
No.
Do you know Martin Fallon?
No.
Have you ever had any contact with Martin Fallon?
No.
Our suspicions of your links with Fallon were confirmed when mobile records from your phone showed two calls with the reporter.
I don't know him.
Well, can you explain the calls?
I get calls from reporters. I've been involved in both high-profile and sensitive cases. I can't remember who calls. They're the police equivalent of PPI calls.
Oh, so, let's be clear. You don't know him?
No.
I think my client has made that very clear, DCI Henderson.
What did you talk about when he called?
I don't remember exactly. I'd have listened to what he said and then directed him to the press office in line with procedure.
So you don't know him, haven't met him, didn't discuss any confidential report?
That's right.
Hmm. Now, I want you to look at this video. We used yours and Fallon's mobile records to correlate your movements, and you were both at the same Tesco store.
Where's this going?
Bear with me, Miss Gold, and all will be revealed. Now, this is the supermarket CCTV, and you see, here you are, Milner. And here's Fallon walking across the car park to you. And there is Fallon getting into your car. Now you're walking round and also getting into the car.
Stop the interview. I need a consultation with my client. I should have been told about the video in disclosure.
We said we had evidence that they knew each other. We were still working on the video. For the record, interview suspended at the request of Miss Gold. It's 15:34.
For the record, Miss Gold unhappy at the way this interview has been conducted.
They've got a video of Milner meeting Martin Fallon.
And handing over the report?
No, not got that.
Oh, circumstantial, then.
That somewhat undermines the defence that she doesn't know him.
Hmm. There's a hidden agenda here. Police have gone to a lot of trouble over this. Why?
Thoughts?
Well, while the report's unpublished, then the police may be content to drop the case.
If they prosecute, the details of the report will come out in court.
Yeah, by defeating the whole purpose. So why do it? There's also no saying the Crown will proceed on this charge in these circumstances.
The police are walking a very dangerous path. Civil liberties groups will be up in arms.
Abuse of power. Given your contacts, try and find out what's happened with Chief Superintendent Walsh.
I've got his card somewhere. I certainly know mutual acquaintances. I'll try and arrange a meet.
And as a reward, I'll treat you to lunch.
I'm dumbstruck. A real lunch? Not a fat, fueled heart attack on a plate from some greasy spoon?
I'm disappointed. I can wine and dine with the best of your acquaintances on the city's A-list. Oh, no. Nick's heading my way.
Be diplomatic.
Me?
Oh, do your best, for Ronnie's sake. You can fill me in on the details later.
All right, gotta go. Bye.
Hi. Hope it's not a bad time.
It is. We're very busy, partly because Ronnie is missing.
She's a lot on at the diner.
You might mention that she works here.
Also, she's giving some legal advice to some foreign workers being exploited as cheap labour.
Well, it's very righteous, but it's not what we pay her for.
She's using all you taught her to help others. You should be very proud of her.
I am. I'd just like to hear from her.
She's doing great. She's found a greater calling.
What? Well, we do an important job here.
Of course. I didn't mean anything...
Disrespectful.
Ronnie is proving a real asset.
She certainly seems to have been taken in by the whole almost free diner experience.
There's a real connection. a synergy. She taps into that.
And the charm of its leader, no doubt.
It's not about personal relations, but the wider ideal.
Of course.
We're making a huge difference.
You don't knowingly undersell yourself, do you?
I have skills, as does Ronnie. We're using them to give something back.
And there's, what, nothing in it for you?
It's easy to be cynical.
True.
This is hard for you to believe, but altruistic motives.
Not power, self-importance, and of course a steady supply of attractive, impressionable women.
Do you have a low opinion of everyone?
Not everyone.
Maybe you judge by your own warped standards.
I care about Ronnie.
So do I.
Well, that's where I beg to differ.
You're wrong.
Why did you come here?
Martin Fallon, you represent him.
Yes, and thank you very much for the gig, but I'm not discussing his case.
He told me he has a report that would send shockwaves. He's written some brilliant articles for us, and I'm a former journalist. I worked on a radical free newspaper.
A common ground.
In a way, though Martin's more career-minded. He'd like to go to London, work on a national paper.
Oh, how very ambitious, and there's me thinking he was all altruistic motives as well.
He's very committed. There's nothing wrong with wanting to work on a bigger stage.
No, guess not.
Anyway, I tried to see him at the police station.
Well, they won't allow that.
The report.
What about it?
If it's as damning as Martin reckons, I want to get it published.
Oh, that's going to be difficult.
You could help. It's important. It must be on a memory stick or something.
Fallon asked the same thing.
There you go.
So I'll tell you what I told him. No.
This is a chance to make a difference.
I make a difference every day. I'm just not holier than thou about it.
Surely you can
see... He's a client facing a criminal charge, just like all my clients.
I was thinking if we could get the report, I could let one of the nationals have it.
Fallon works for the Evening Post.
Well, yes.
I mean, I know it's all academic, but surely he'd want it to go to his own paper.
A national newspaper would give it a wider coverage, and it would help Martin's career.
And would a national pay?
Well, yes, I suppose it would.
Suppose?
Okay, they would pay.
Right, so you'd make money.
Not me, the diner. It would support the work we do.
The answer was always no, but when you reduce it to a grubby financial transaction, that just makes me more sure.
You have to realise
that. You know, if you don't mind, I'm a bit busy.
Just some formalities, Karen.
I take it I'm in for the night.
I'm afraid so.
Well, for breakfast, I like my eggs sunny side up and my bacon crispy.
You'll be lucky. I just need to...
Don't worry, I'll make sure they don't spring any surprises.
Fine. You wouldn't do that, would you, Pete?
Of course not.
That's Rob. My husband, Rob. I can hear him.
He must be at the front desk.
Rob! Rob! Can I see him?
No chance.
I just need to see him, just for a minute.
I'm really sorry. You've got to come with me.
Sorry, Rob!
Two pints of bitter, please, and an orange juice.
Blowing in winnings.
Oh, you ran us close this week, eh? A tiebreaker.
Nah, just too good. What links a novel by John Dos Passos with an American pop group?
Manhattan Transfer. Yeah. But it's the taking part that counts, isn't it? I'm sorry, I can't even keep a straight face when I say that. Oh, the sweet taste of victory.
Well, not exactly modest in victory, are you?
No, I tend to be a bit competitive.
Now. The unspoken agenda, seeing as we're here.
We shouldn't really be talking in these circumstances.
Oh, I don't know. An informal conduit can't be bad. Come over here.
Right. Okay, so, what is going on?
Everything I told you formally, plus...
But plus what?
Between us, informally, to go no further...
Yeah. Just a chat between Quistine captains.
Phone hacking.
Phone hacking?
See, Fallon decided that because Chief Superintendent Walsh's indiscretion, shall we say, was discovered through phone records, he'd go on a trawl through as many senior officers as he can track down.
Wouldn't that be hard to do?
Well, the numbers are not hard to find for someone like Fallon.
And the technique?
Well, I'm told, simply enough, if you have the knowledge, or know someone who has. Can you imagine the consequences?
It's not hard to.
Senior officers unable or unwilling to leave messages with their colleagues, police operations stymied, public confidence in the police undermined.
Yeah, I can see that. Where's the evidence?
It happened. But the cost, in terms of both cash and drain on manpower, means we're reluctant to proceed. Could take many months.
So it's speculation.
Well, whatever. We're relaxed because we've got him on a serious charge and he'll be made an example.
It explains a lot.
Fallon is less a champion for justice and more a self-serving opportunist. This is his chance of Fleet Street in the big time.
Ooh, that's a bit harsh.
Nonsense. You can see in the headline. journalist risks jail in the name of justice. I bet there's a desk waiting for him at the Guardian as we speak.
One thing, you offered a deal that would have meant dropping the charge.
Well, I thought it was a pretty safe bet, a gesture. He wasn't going to take it.
Well, the paper could already have the report and just be biding the time.
Well, it's certainly possible. Time will tell.
Well, thanks for marking me, card. I'd better go and rejoin my all-conquering team.
Enjoy it while you can. Oh. Next week, we'll be exacting a terrible revenge.
Yeah. We'll be ready and waiting. Toast?
Don't act like there's nothing wrong.
Could you pass the jam, please?
Ugh. Can't believe you discussed a case with the investigating police officer over a pint and a packet of pork scratchings.
Now, in fairness, there were no pork scratchings involved.
There better not have been a pint, not with your health.
Orange juice, I swear.
So, Henderson just happens to raise the spectre of phone hacking in a way that is off the record and impossible to verify.
Well, I prompted him, but that's about it. Certainly explains the police attitude.
On the other hand, it's a brilliant way of smearing the character and motive of your client, but it also causes other problems.
I'm aware.
Throw in phone hacking and Fallon, and by implication, Milner are no longer champions for justice.
No, they're standing shoulder to shoulder with the sort of poor excuse for humanity that hacks the phone of a murdered teenage schoolgirl.
Bangers, our hopes of gaining public sympathy.
They'll struggle to use it in court.
Oh, but they can be briefing like hell off the record outside, making sure they win not just the court case but the PR battle.
If they're right, then Fallon has rather brought it on himself.
Yeah, but it's bad news for Karen Milner.
Yes, it is. It's looking pretty grim for her. Still, come on now, it isn't all bad news.
It isn't?
No, of course not. We won the pub quiz on the tie break.
Oh, I give up. I just despair of you sometimes.
Oh, don't do that. We're not finished yet. We'll meet later and finalise our plans. Look, there's been a development.
What? Another?
There's a suggestion you're involved in phone hacking.
Phone hacking?
That's right.
You're kidding?
No, I'm afraid not.
How have you come up with this?
Not me.
Then who?
DCI Henderson, the officer leading the police investigation.
And this has come out in disclosure?
Not exactly.
What exactly?
This is difficult.
No. I'll tell you what difficult is. Spending a night in a police cell.
I know DCI Henderson.
You what? How do you know him?
We captain rival quiz teams at the Full Moon pub.
You've got to be joking.
Afraid not.
So, my brief is a friend of the police officer who's locked me up.
Friend's too strong a word. We're more pub acquaintances.
Pardon me if I don't get bogged down in semantics.
I realise it's a shock.
I don't suppose the thought of declaring an interest crossed your mind.
To be honest, it didn't.
Or that from the outside it might look, well, at best unprofessional, at worst.
I'll step aside if that's what you want.
I don't know what to think.
But just let me say this. I've never put anything or anyone before a client, and you don't hold the monopoly on the moral high ground.
Did you discuss my case in the pub? Over a cosy pint?
No, I'm off the beer since my stroke, but...
Jesus! What is the world coming to?
An informal chat to try and see whether taking such a hard line seemed like a good idea.
Not from my police cell, it doesn't.
No, not from here either. I'm sorry, but I'm being lied to. My professional reputation's being compromised, and now it's personal.
I did get a report leaked to me. I'd like to publish it. But phone hacking? No way.
I'll give you a few minutes, eh?
So, was your breakfast as you ordered?
No, but I'm off my food anyway. Decision day.
I'll talk to DCI Henderson later, but I need clear instructions.
That sounds ominous.
You know the score.
I take it we're going no comment at the next interview?
Absolutely.
Then you know the answer.
Tell me anyway.
I leaked the report.
Right. Now we know where we stand.
I had to. I couldn't turn a blind eye.
No, you don't need to explain.
Just try and keep me out of jail. They're pretty confident. I get the gossip.
Any reason?
They're building up evidence. And there's a rumour they've got Fallon's legal advisor in their pocket.
Oh, really?
Apparently. They've managed to trash the reporter's reputation. Do you know who's representing him?
Yes, his colleague. And he doesn't really do being played for a fool.
I don't know how Rob will cope. The kids...
Look, there's a way to go yet.
I'm not sorry the report got leaked. The likes of Walsh might as well be on a different planet to the rest of us.
So... You've had a chance to think it over?
Yeah. I'll stick with you.
I'm glad of the vote of confidence.
More a case of Hobson's choice. I'm so far down the path now.
Well, I'm pleased anyway.
You see, phone hacking's out of my league. I mean, the tabloids use private investigators, but they have the money.
I'm guessing the Evening Post hasn't.
Newspapers are in their death throes. They've no money and few staff.
Quality suffers.
I spend my own time working on stories.
That's keen.
In the office, they just rewrite press releases. Cut and paste agency copy and lift banal quotes off Twitter. They think that's journalism.
They don't end up in a police cell.
True. And that's the danger. What journalist is going to risk doing investigative reporting?
They're not.
Exactly. At least I work for a paper that backs you if you've an exclusive. After newspapers are gone, just the online sites.
You're not a big fan.
It's the journalistic equivalent of processing insurance claim forms in a call centre.
So you try to make a difference.
I try to find good stories that need to be told. That's what I came into the job to do.
Sorry to ruin your lunch when it's such a nice restaurant.
Unbelievable. Not only used, but they're boasting of it. This my new sort of mate. Do you know, he'd almost got me seeing Toppers in a more favourable light.
Well, at least that didn't last.
We're fellow quiz team captains, for goodness sake.
Oh, that's a terrible betrayal.
Well, the old order is resumed with a vengeance. Well, I'm hoping that that's it. And I can enjoy my lunch.
I met Chief Superintendent Andy Walsh, or more precisely, former Chief Superintendent.
Oh, well, that's something anyway.
Not quite.
If he was made to resign...
His police career is over and he didn't take a promotion as Assistant Chief Constable with another force.
I sense a butt coming.
I've checked. There was no disciplinary action. He left with his reputation and his pension intact.
Still, he's gone.
Gone as European head of security for a major investment bank.
What?
Yeah, he was boasting twice the salary of an assistant chief constable.
Puts him on around.
Yeah, well over £200,000 a year.
Oh, well, he hasn't exactly suffered, has he?
I wonder what attracted him to his new employers.
Well, that's a close call. His policing skills or his criminal contacts.
What now?
Well, if they think they can treat me like a fool, they're going to spend a long time regretting it.
Oh, Frank, don't do anything stupid.
Oh, don't worry. But I will settle the score with DCI Henderson.
A plan?
Oh, yes. But leave that to me.
Do you want to order?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I seem to have lost my appetite.
Well, you're soon back. Not new developments.
Yes. I won't go into details, but my outlook regarding this case has changed markedly.
Which means?
Let's get your report published.
You're kidding.
No, my mood for joking has not survived beyond lunch.
Okay. Thanks. I'm delighted.
So, how do I get it? Is it hidden in the cloud or something?
You're not too up to speed with computers, are you?
I do okay.
Well, there are a few ways of hiding a report, but the best is in the open.
Right, you've lost me.
It's less hiding it behind the picture in the hall and more of putting it on display, but in an aircraft hangar, full of other documents.
Yeah, I like the theory.
Well, the practice is a Commonwealth Garden Hotmail account created using fictitious details from an internet cafe.
Oh, that's simple.
There's nothing to connect me to it. I sent the report to myself as an attachment from a USB stick, then destroyed the stick.
Well, it's not secure.
An ordinary password the police or any self-respecting hacker could get round.
If you can find the account.
In amongst the millions of others. All I need to give you is the Hotmail account name and password. It's easy to access. Then you forward it to the editor's email address, which I'll give you. Use a computer which can't be connected to you.
How long before it's published?
One advantage of having an online site. It's quick.
How quick?
The paper know about it and have been geared to go since I was arrested. It'll be online in 20 minutes.
Oh, no. The report's been published online.
Oh, that.
You knew?
Well, yes.
Is there something you're not telling me, Frank?
Why would there be?
Because I know you only too well. How did the paper get the report?
Well, they could have...
It was you!
I had to do something. I think it was what they call in the trade, publishing me damned.
Oh, you fool, Frank. Do you know what you've done? What it means for you and our clients?
Yes, I think I do, yes.
There's a newspaper saying any idiot can publish and be damned.
Is there?
Oh, to be honest, I don't know. But if there isn't, there should be. Why have you done it?
We couldn't keep being forced on the defensive.
Is that it, Frank? Or is this just about revenge?
It isn't that. It's the best call. It really is.
For my client? because I think her case has taken a turn for the worse.
Well, I'm not sure that's true.
And professionally, I've been undermined by a colleague I thought I was working closely with.
I'm sorry.
Just leave it, Frank.
Not leaving on my account, I hope.
Not at all. It's not you.
Hey, Frank. Well done. The report's online.
Oh, just when I thought it couldn't get worse.
What a scoop. Everyone at the diner is ecstatic.
I'm very happy for them.
This strikes a real blow.
Maybe, whatever. It's no concern of mine.
Of course not. I realise you have to keep up a pretense, but you did well, Frank.
What are you talking about?
You stepped up when it was needed.
Oh, I give in.
The report. You were the only one with access to Martin Fallon.
I'm going to make this abundantly clear. I played no part in getting the report published.
Okay, what
for your information, the police always feared the paper had the report.
You don't need to be so hostile. I just
what
thought...
I really want to know is Ronnie okay?
She says her life's never been better.
Well, it's certainly been bad enough in the past.
I know.
It makes her vulnerable, easily exploited.
I'm aware of the past.
I'm not happy if someone is taking advantage.
You don't know me.
I think I do.
Don't you think you're being overprotective?
I care for her.
Of course, that's great. But I care for Ronnie as well.
You? No, you don't. You're charming. You draw people in. You're a user, a taker.
I'll let Ronnie know what a low opinion you have of her judgment.
Oh, don't worry, I won't be backward in netting and all my feelings about you.
You really don't understand. I love Ronnie, and she loves me.
The report got published.
Brilliant. I can't thank you enough. I'm not being told anything.
Panic in police ranks. They're under siege.
Well, whatever happens, I'm ready for it. If I'm charged, I'll get my say in court.
Well, at least you're upbeat. Oh, Karen Milner feels the same way.
Collateral damage, I'm afraid.
Yeah, not too much sympathy.
Of course. She didn't leak it.
Obviously.
But in this job, you have to be single-minded. The story is everything.
What, at any price?
I was in a fishing club.
Oh, that's very nice. That's an interest.
Except one of the blokes was having a fling with a woman in the office. She sends an X-rated email on the works computer.
Which went everywhere.
You've guessed it. I could have ignored it, let someone else on the paper do it.
But you didn't.
The guy and his mistress lost their jobs. And it was the end of my fishing. The thing is, I didn't care.
Frank! Good to see you.
Oh, spare me the pleasantries.
Yeah, there's no reason to fall out over this.
You are joking. Leaving aside selling me a complete red-heading as far as my client and phone hacking.
No, we did have our suspicions.
Well, if you did, they didn't survive the most cursory of investigations. Don't deny it, I know.
Well, fair enough.
But why? Why? That's been my recurring question. Do you think solicitors don't talk to each other?
I'm sure they do.
And wherever two or more lawyers are gathered in this city, your name's going to be dirt.
Yeah, in fairness, defence lawyers never trust us. It's all part of the game.
If you charge my client, there'll be a media storm, the like of which a PR department hasn't experienced in its worst nightmares.
I know. You know, we're still in talks with the CPS, but they're reluctant to proceed.
Well, good for them. At last, some sanity. So what happens now?
Well, both Fallon and Milner will be bailed to a later date, but it's certain there will be no charge.
That's it.
You haven't spoken to Miss Gold?
No, I'm giving Miss Gold a bit of a wide berth at the moment. Professional differences.
So that's me, Donnie, an ex-police officer.
I know, it's hard.
It hasn't sunk in. The force was my life.
We could have taken a chance at a police disciplinary.
That's no chance at all.
Well, at least they had to come up with a financial package.
Thanks for that. And all your support.
It's not a brilliant outcome, but better than jail.
I acted on principle, and I'm the only one who comes out of this badly.
It's no comfort, but at least you believed in something. You refused to look the other way.
And look where it's got me. Fallon will be hailed a hero.
Apparently, he's hoping it'll get him a job in a national newspaper.
Well, good for him.
Walsh did all right.
Swanning around Europe, all expenses paid.
Yeah. What will you do?
Me? I'll be lucky to get a job as a store detective in a pound shop.
She's a whistleblower. She's caused nothing but trouble.
By all accounts, she's a good officer. If she leaked the report, it was for the best of motives.
Let me be clear. Now, we wouldn't employ her to pick cigarette butts out of your urinals.
You just ask yourself whether Chief Superintendent Walsh was worth it.
It's not been our finest hour, I'll grant you that.
I can't see Milner's departure doing anything but lower morale. Oh, a minor point. But you've also made my night at the pub quiz untenable.
Oh, that I am sorry about. Milner just didn't know what she was doing. No, I'll come back.
So,
Are you going to tell me?
It goes no further.
Unlike some senior police officers I could name, I can be trusted.
Well, I suppose I do owe you.
Yes, you do.
Chief Superintendent Walsh was at the heart of everything being done at a senior level. Budgets, long-term strategy meetings, targets.
Oh, I see now. He had to go quietly because he knows where all the bodies are buried.
Oh, no, Frank. Close, but no coconut.
I'm not sure.
Andy Walsh does know where the bodies are buried. Because he dug the holes, shoehorned the bodies in, and then filled them over.
I'm still not.
Modern policing isn't about nicking villains.
It isn't?
It's about being seen to be efficient, meeting targets, ticking all the boxes and jumping through all the hoops.
That's depressing.
You throw in a nice logo and a snappy slogan, and you're there.
Have you been taking lessons in cynicism from Fallon?
Not at all. Now, Andy had a way of, let's say, massaging things, so to all outward appearances, we are a successful police force.
You heard yourself. This is madness.
It's the real politic in which we operate. Blame the politicians.
Oh, I'm never averse to doing that, but...
Right, now, you pride yourself on being a good defence lawyer and doing your best for your clients.
Yes, I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah, so, by your good offices, a one-man crime wave in a hoodie and trackies is back on the street.
Hold on.
Suddenly, an inner-city district burglary figures go off the charts. We have a Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabularies on our case.
Oh, that's hardly the fault.
Yeah, but what could we do? We caught the little tow rag and you got him off.
It's my job. So what did Walsh do exactly?
He changed the way we report offences, which effectively means a lot of crime doesn't get reported, which means it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's frightening.
Well, that's only part of it. Andy came up with a scheme to persuade recidivist offenders to leave.
You run them out of town?
We provide rail travel, a grant, help with accommodation.
A secret squad railroading your worst offenders into another force area?
Well, nothing secret about it. Launched as a press conference. Andy called it the Seeking New Horizons Initiative.
Great name.
He even got a government grant to pay for it.
And what if people don't want to leave their home, family, friends?
We go around in the early hours, sledgehammer the front door in and turn the place over.
Silly me. I should have guessed. And your burglary figures?
We now meet our targets.
I'm betting there's more.
Yeah, a cock-up with an IT project lost us £800,000, and that disappeared from the books. A cautioned sex offender proved a serial rapist, and Andy turned it into a PR coup.
How? No, don't tell me, I've heard enough. He didn't manage to spin his links with organised crime.
Oh, that's the point, Frank. He did.
Surely not.
Yeah. Of course, sir. He made a mistake.
Well, that's a bit of an understatement.
He still could have dragged it out through a disciplinary hearing.
But instead?
He managed his own departure so it would cause no damage. He's a consummate operator.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Everything would have been perfect if Milner hadn't gone on a one-woman crusade from a misguided sense of justice.
From where I am, there was nothing misguided.
We have to agree to disagree. Can I ask you a favour, Frank?
I'm not sure you're exactly in a position to ask favours.
Well, you can always say no.
All right, go on.
Don't give up on the quiz night. It won't be the same without you.
I suppose a result of sorts.
Not for Karen Milner. Or for you.
Me?
If Nick thinks you leaked the report, it could prove a hostage to fortune.
He can't prove anything, and Fallon won't talk.
Oh, Nick's still a problem.
He knows what I think of him.
So much for bridge building for the sake of Ronnie.
He's the sort who gets his own way or else...
Well, Ronnie is really taken with him.
That is the worry. Still, hopefully, I can make her see sense.
Or make things worse.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. Targets. Being seen to be efficient rather than actually doing a good job. A waste of time and effort to provide little more than a fig leaf for politicians and highly paid senior executives. And, of course, the whistleblowers. Those prepared to shine a light to reveal what is really going on in dark corners. Feared and loathed in equal measure by those in power. We need them to uncover the more nefarious goings-on. But sadly,
They often pay a high price for their principles. Oh, give me the simplicity of pub quizzes anytime.
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield and Sarah by Catherine Hunt. Nick was played by Graham Hawley, Martin by Jack Lord, Karen by Sally Carmen, and Henderson by David Fleischman. Brief Lives was written by Michael Livesey, created by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly, and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Croatia has begun moving migrants and refugees to its border with Hungary after being overwhelmed by the numbers arriving in the country. But Hungary says that it won't let them in and has begun putting up fences along their shared border. It's already built a fence to stop thousands of people trying to get into the country from Serbia. A year after the referendum on independence, Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has said it would be wrong to rule out another vote indefinitely. Ms Sturgeon said she respected the result, but warned David Cameron that he was living on borrowed time if he wanted to keep the United Kingdom together. The leader of the Scottish Labour Party, Kezia Dugdale, said the Holyrood government had got its priorities wrong.
We were told the referendum was a once-in-a-generation, once-in-a-lifetime event. It's in the past now. We need to get on with the business of focusing on the future, transforming the lives of children across the country, using the powers that the Parliament's got and the powers that are coming to do just that. My number one priority is to close the gap between the richest and the rest in Scotland. I just wish we had a First Minister that had the same priorities.
The role of paramilitary groups in Northern Ireland is to be examined by the UK security agencies. The government has asked for the assessment ahead of talks on Monday with the five main parties in Northern Ireland. The power-sharing administration has been in danger of collapse after a recent murder which police said involved members of the IRA. An 18-year-old who stabbed a teenager to death while trying to steal his bike in North London has been jailed for a minimum of 21 years. Joshua Williams was found guilty yesterday of murdering 15-year-old Alan Cartwright. And the Bank of England may need to cut interest rates as its next move rather than raise them, according to its chief economist, Andy Haldane. He said ultra-low inflation and slowing growth could be further threatened by weakening emerging economies. Mr Haldane said that if that happened, a rate cut would be a viable option. BBC News.
Amy Bloom has long been regarded as a master of the American short story, and her new collection, Rowing to Eden, celebrates more than two decades of her work. In 45 minutes on Radio 4, and in one of her best-known tales, a daughter reflects on her unconventional mother and her rather unconventional love affair. Kelly Burke reads Love is Not a Pie at 3:45. But now, on Radio 4, Gardener's Question Time, and the chairman, Eric Robson, is in a nautical frame of mind.
This week, you find us exploring a place that claims to be one of the greenest cities anywhere in the world. It has 83 parks, 170 woodland areas, 1,600 acres of urban nature reserves. It has a wonderful botanical garden, laid out in something called the Gardenesque style, which allows plants to be displayed in all their glory, rather than, as in most botanical gardens, in constrained family groups. And it has the spectacular building in which I'm standing now.